Many people suffer from so-called work-related stress. This can be due to various causes, but in general, everything is subject to pressure in the work environment. Or it may even be due to pressure that you are imposing on yourself. And this can lead to a feeling of constant worry, feelings of overwhelm, anxiety, and other negative feelings. If you feel that this could be your case, I invite you to listen to this audio to relax your mind and body for a few minutes. Now you can disconnect from everything you have experienced today or from all your worries about what will happen in the future. With this meditation, you can mentally prepare yourself to see your routine or work from the here and now as something positive, as an opportunity to adopt a new attitude. From this moment on, to begin, I would like to ask you to close your eyes and find a pleasant position and a comfortable place where nothing and no one can bother you. If possible, lie down. Then take a deep breath. Allow your lungs to fill completely with air and then let it all out very slowly, feeling how your body relaxes. Repeat this deep breathing one more time, inhaling as much air as you can through your nose and then exhaling. Now we're going to do an exercise called Jacobson Relaxation. This exercise will be very useful for releasing and completely lowering your entire body. Okay, to start, I want you to tense your entire body. Close your eyes tightly, clench your fists and squeeze them. Stretch and spread your legs as far as you can. Open your jaw as if you wanted to scream. Stretch your neck, your toes. Tense your entire body. Tense it as much as you can. And now release, release and relax your entire body. Every muscle, every area that was previously tense, now progressively loosens up and you feel great relief that gradually gives you a little more comfort. Little by little, your body returns to a relaxed posture. If you consider it appropriate and necessary, or if this stretch still hasn't been enough for you, repeat the exercise one more time and feel how calm takes over you as your muscles relax. Very good. Now just continue to relax while you listen to my voice. There is nothing else at the moment. So I want you to listen carefully and imaginatively to the short story I am going to tell you. A mouse entered a grocery store at night. He could smell all the good things inside. Butter, cheese, chocolate, bread. So he stood up on his hind legs, stretched out his snout and let out a hiss of delight. But what should he start with first? He was going to sink his teeth into a packet of butter, but just as he was about to do so, from somewhere he could smell the delicious aroma of jam and from somewhere else the irresistible smell of cheese. Just as he was about to start devouring the cheese, he was invaded by the fragrances of ham. And then those of fresh carrots. He was about to sink his teeth into the probably delicious carrots when from somewhere else he could smell the walnuts. And from another side he could smell the delicious smell of butter again. The poor mouse ran from one side to the other. He knew and did not know what he had to eat. At first he could not decide. Everything looked delicious. And suddenly it was daylight. People entered the store and threw the mouse out. The mouse then told the other mice that he would never enter that store again because when you want to start eating, they throw you out. This short, seemingly childish story hides a moral that can be useful to you when it comes to functioning at work. Sometimes the inability to make decisions and the lack of organization are our worst enemies. Therefore, do not let yourself fall into the same situation as the mouse and simply start doing tasks one by one when it comes to doing them. And when you do, forget about what your boss will tell you. Forget about competitiveness, forget about time. Just try to do the best you can, without ever forgetting about optimism and attitude. And I assure you that everything will be fine. Take life with a little more humor, with a little more calm. And this does not mean doing things badly or not performing. When we overthink things, whether it's thoughts like, "Oh my gosh, the person waiting for me at work today or since so and so has more work done than I do, my work must not be as good as theirs." With these thoughts, we waste our time and get nervous for no reason, since these catastrophic thoughts are completely useless. So be productive and get rid of the useless. Get rid of those thoughts and just take care of yourself. Maintain your inner calm. Remain confident that you are capable and that everything will turn out well for you, and just do it. Remembering the phrase, "better a little and good than a lot and bad," can also help you. It has been proven that rushing is not good, so you should not worry more than necessary. Try to do things in the most productive and efficient way, forgetting about the pressure of the clock, even that of your boss. Treat it as if it were a game for yourself, in which you have to overcome levels to obtain a reward. And that reward is called fulfillment, it's called satisfaction, it's called inner peace. Find the motivation that you lost at some point because it's there. It's just that sometimes we live on autopilot and we're not able to find it. And when you feel this and when you have a positive attitude and know that you're trying, that you're making an effort, everything will be fine. And if at any time you feel that the situation is overwhelming you, remember this word, breathe. Just breathe. Take a couple of minutes to breathe and clear your mind and simply start over. Restart. Take a few slow, deep breaths, trying to relax your mind and focus on your breathing. This way you'll force your heart to beat slower and your anxiety levels will decrease. And when the time comes to act, have the whole process of your coworkers, of achieving your goals, of feeling lucky to have a job, to be able to have food to eat. Enjoy all of this and now return your attention to the present, to your breathing and to your relaxed body. Relax your face. Eliminate any facial expressions you may have. At this moment, you are at peace and you have nothing to worry about. Now I want to ask you to focus your attention on an image, the image of yourself leaving work. I want you to project in your mind the moment of disconnection that you will take when you get home the next day after work. Plan a nice, pleasant time for yourself to relax and feel good. Think about that warm bath that you will take when you get home and what you will do afterwards, or about that movie that you were looking forward to watching while you eat something delicious. Think about the moment of relaxation that you will take reading a book of your choice in the cozy light of your home. You can also imagine that you will sleep wonderfully that day, that you will sleep 8 restorative hours that will allow you to be in top shape for the following day. I want you to plan all those moments for yourself, to make them special, because it's also important to dedicate time to yourself. It's important to savor your favorite moments. So I want you to visualize it. Visualize it in every detail. Imagine the environment and explore it with your senses. Take all the time you need. And if you've already visualized your day, commit to making it a reality the next day, to enjoying it fully, to integrating all these words, all this audio, to integrating this new attitude. Believe in yourself. There's nothing stopping you anymore. There's nothing stopping you or making you feel bad. And remember, breathe. And now you can continue relaxing if you want with the music in the background while I say goodbye to you and send you a big hug full of positive energy. Ah. Oh.
Thank you.
MM.
Thank you.